The Richmond Theatre Critics Circle.
Curtain Call.
A discussion of all things theatre with Richmond critics and occasional guests.
Welcome to Act 2, Scene 2 of Curtain Call. I'm Jerry Williams from Sifter.
I'm David Timberline from Style Weekly.
And as we mentioned in our last episode, we were going to open the show up for questions this week. We had several questions, but there was one that we thought was the most relevant, so we're going to address that one only, and that is the artsies, how the nomination and the awards process happens. And Dave, since you were one of the original creators of the artsies and you kind of worked that process, why don't you explain to us as easily as you can how that process works?
Well, I could go on and on, but I'm going to try to be as brief as possible and lay out the basics.
It is a complex process.
It's an involved process, and it basically happens in three stages. First, we gather a universe of potential nominees. Second, we choose the final slate of nominees. And then third, we choose the award recipient in each category from those nominees. First stage, we start gathering the universe of potential nominees in two different meetings, one at mid-season, usually in February or early March. And we get together and we review the shows that have been produced so far and suggest shows or performances or technical work that we think is worth consideration.
Let me just interject there that the reason we do that is because we don't want to get to the end of the season and have forgotten all the shows way early in the season. So we break it into two chunks so that we can sit at this point and say, let's look at all the first half of the season and gives fair shakes to those people too.
That is something that we added after the first few years, people saying that we were kind of backloading the awards, that more shows produced later in the season were getting awards because we remembered them. So we do the mid-season meeting. Then we have a similar process at the end of the season. This usually happens through email, and everybody just throws out what they think are potential nominees. Anybody involved can participate in that. They can be voting members of the RTCC, or non-voting members, or they're members of the Theater Alliance panel also.
Let me just jump in real quickly that you said voting and non-voting, just to clarify that. The requirement is that in order to vote, a critic has to have seen 2/3 of the qualifying shows for the season. That's also the same for the TAP members. Sometimes some of our critics do not make that quota, so they do not end up actually having a vote, although they do have a say in discussion, which I'm sure you'll get to in a minute.
That's right. Yeah, in fact, I was not a voting member this year because I did not see the requisite
shame
amount of shows.
Shame.
I'm falling off. So anyway, once we have that universe of potential nominees, we move into the second stage, where I compile all the potential nominees that we've gathered through these two meetings, and I put it in a spreadsheet and I send it out to everybody involved. And so then the voting members of the Critics Circle and voting members of the TAP panel send me back their top three picks in each category. Then I do some math voodoo and assign points value to each of those picks. And we do that because it's a little complicated, but we basically wanted the total input from the TAP members in terms of points to equal the same as the RTCC members. And since there were 6 voting critics and only 4 TAP members, we had to do a little bit of reevaluating of the points to make it come out even. If anybody really wants to see that, let us know, send us an email, and I can put examples of how that works out up on our website, which is artsies.org.
We mentioned the TAP panel several times. Some people out there may not know what that is. That's the Theater Alliance panel. Those are people chosen by the Richmond Theater Alliance, or not affiliated with any particular theater, but go to a lot of theater, and they make the commitment to see 2/3 of the shows, and then they are community members who also have a say. This was an endeavor to make the community at large more involved in the process instead of just a small cadre of critics.
Right. Once I've sent out that spreadsheet and people have made their top three picks, they send those back to me and I do some compilation. We get together in a room and I present the results of that voting, and the top 5 point getters in each category are essentially our nominees. Sometimes the voting results in ties, and we have to make a consensus decision in the room at that point about what to do. Sometimes there's heated conversation. Sometimes the tie is broken. Sometimes the tie cannot be broken. And in situations like that, we expand the number of nominees in the category beyond the standard 5. And we've done that a number of times. We've had 6, sometimes as many as 7 nominees in a category. That's how we get to the nominees. Once we have our nominees, for the past 2 years at least, in order to take advantage of everyone being there on site at the same time, we immediately move into stage 3. And this is the selection of the ultimate award recipient in each category. And for this, only the voting members of the Critics Circle choose their top 3 choices from the nominees. And whichever nominee gets the most points from this voting gets the award. But again, the way the math works, there's also often ties. And if there's a tie at this stage, what we did this year is that the TAP members and the non-voting RTCC members who were present vote to break the tie. And there were six of us this year.
And it happened more than once where we actually got to a point where we said, okay, you guys, it's your turn.
Right. It was a straight up and down vote. If there was a tie between two choices, it was one or the other. And if there was a tie at that point, then a category could have more than one award recipient.
So that means people will have to actually come to the Artsies to find out if that happened.
That's right.
What about any outside influence? Do the theaters have a say in who gets nominated or who gets chosen?
That's an interesting question because I think there's a misperception that there is lobbying involved or different people trying to curry favor and
Or wield influence.
And particularly the last 2 years, the whole nomination and eventual award selection process happened within the same, 2 to 3 hour time span. Unless there was some psychic communication happening, there was not a whole lot of outside influence into this process. Now, the only communication with the theater companies that we did was whether a production was going to be considered as a play or a musical, because there are several situations where there were plays with music.
We had like the Fabulous Lipitones, Lady Day, and Mr. Burns were three of the examples of that.
That's right. And so in a situation like that, we asked the producing theater company, how would you like this production to be considered? We took that into consideration. We also looked, when it was applicable, how the Tony Awards considered a show. And then we took it to the critics. And so we made the ultimate choice. It wasn't like they lobbied or anything. We took that information, brought it back to the meeting, and said, here's what they'd like to do. Here's what the Tonys did. What do you guys think? Is this a musical or is this a play?
And speaking of that, the Artsies are almost a month from today, Monday, October 17th. So they'll have to come to see how this process worked out.
Get your tickets now. They're going quick.
I just want to mention that the money that's raised at this event goes to the Artist Fund, which is a charitable fund that's designed for theater artists when they need help, whether it's from an illness or a financial hardship. This year's awards, as we mentioned, are on October 17th, smack dab in the middle of Artober. We've got Terry Gow here, who's with CultureWorks, which created Artober. Theatergoers might also recognize her from various roles she's played on stages around town for several years. Welcome, Terry.
Thanks, Jerry.
Why don't you give us the nutshell of what Artober is?
Artober is a month-long celebration of arts and culture throughout Richmond and the Tri-Cities area. It's really just a one-stop shopping for all the arts and culture from Petersburg all the way up to Ashland in one spot online in a calendar for just the month of October.
And what's the URL for the calendar, by the way?
ArtoberVA.com.
Uh-huh. And of course, you could just Google Artober, it would probably come up.
And it's spelled ArtoberVA.
What's going to make this kind of unique and different? It's the first year, obviously.
We've got so much art and so many wonderful historical places here in Richmond, but they're all kind of operating in their own little spaces. This is an opportunity to have everybody come together to celebrate what everybody else is doing.
There's some cross-pollination too, isn't there?
Yes, there is. We've got quite a few collaborations. We've got collaborations happening with WRIR and Firehouse Radio Players. We've got so much going on. What we're trying to get Richmond to see is that this is kind of an arts and culture movement to be proud of.
Right. Terry, you were also the coordinating manager for Acts of Faith Festival for 3 years, and I bring that up even though it's a totally different kind of event. It started small and has grown into one of the major events in the theater community. Do you see any parallels with Artober?
Yeah, I do. The Acts of Faith was a very festival-like feeling. Not your typical festival like the folk festival, where it happens in one weekend and there's like band after band after band. This is more of a sprawling festival that happens over several months. Artober is similar in the sense that it's 1 month and it's all the arts and culture activities that are happening in the area. What's different is that it's not limited to faith, which Acts of Faith was limited to a faith discussion.
Right.
The other difference is that it's not just theater. It is all arts, all culture, all the time.
All right. It sounds exciting. I know I will be involved in several events and we will hopefully see you at the Artsies.
I hope so.
Thank you very much, Terry.
Thank you.
So that's it for this week's Curtain Call. We'll see you in 2 weeks. The season is really picking up. We'll have about 5 shows to review next time we get together. Who knows how many we're going to review?
They'll have to wait and see. I'm Jerry Williams from Sifter.
I'm David Timberline from Style Weekly.
And thanks to Open Source RVA for being our radio host on WRIR.
For extended podcasts and complete reviews, visit the Richmond Theater Critics Circle website at artsies.org.